This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Morale is high. Maybe we're just high. Come on in, stay a while. Everybody's here, including Todd. Phone calls always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Two top Premier League clubs go at each other on Peacock. Watch Tottenham try to claw their way back up the rankings as they face nine-time champs Man City on the road. It's all live Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, exclusively on Peacock. Also, Tiger Woods is back, and he tees off against his friends and rivals in the Bahamas. The All-Star Field plays the Hero World Challenge. That'll be coming up later on today, 1:30 Eastern on Golf Channel and Peacock. Poll question. It was an interesting one, a thought-provoking one, probably brought about some emotions for people. Seton, would you recap what we were discussing first hour?
Yeah, man, it's a scorcher, this one. are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come back this season? Right. Your options were yes, no, indifferent. This is, what makes this also so interesting is that usually we put the poll question up on danpatrick.com, and then we also tweet it. Okay. On the show's Twitter account. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the results are very different from website to social media because I just think demographic of people that are using it. Yeah. This is almost exactly the same on both. Oh. That almost never happens.
Okay.
Right now, 37% of the audience are indifferent.
All right.
And on the danpatrick.com, 40% indifferent. It's almost the exact same.
Is anybody rooting against Aaron Rodgers coming back in this room? Okay. Anybody rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come back in this room? All right, front row is?
Not so much for him specifically or the Jets, but for the future of sport and getting athletes back. For my own selfish purposes of watching players come back. You know, Bo Jackson, love to have had technology for him. All pitchers. So it's not Aaron specifically, it's the technology.
Mm-hmm.
If it's real, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't doubt or question that if he blew out his Achilles. I thought as soon as he went down that the reaction was, and he knew it, that he had blown out his Achilles. I've been around two people playing basketball who blew out their Achilles. And when I saw him go down, when he grabbed, and then he sat back down, and he resigned himself to the fact that I just blew out my Achilles. I didn't question it, but people have questioned it because Aaron lied before during COVID. Well, I guess I can... How about misled? Maybe he misled people. But I didn't go, you know, he misled me there, so he's going to mislead me here. Although you can make that leap, and people have. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I don't know either way. I'm definitely in the indifferent category. I'd be like, oh, if he makes it back, oh, cool. If he doesn't, be like, oh, that's too bad.
I like when people say, oh, I don't care. But then they care enough to say they don't care. I think people do one way or another if Aaron Rodgers comes back. I mean, it'd be a great story. One way or another.
He'll tell you all about it.
Yes, he will. Yeah, just tune into Pat McAfee's show. He'll tell you all about it.
I think I'm more interested in watching the Jets struggle than I am in him coming back.
So if he comes back and they struggle?
Yeah, if you're or if he doesn't come back and they continue to struggle, I kind of love watching the Jets not be good. That's definitely a passion of mine.
It's like chargering. You know, the Chargers find a way to lose. Like, it's Jetsian. There's certain teams that it's just, that's who they are.
There's nothing better than watching, for me, personally, than watching the Cowboys not be able to figure it out. God, is that just the best? Jerry Jones is just dying to get a ring, and he just can't crack the code anymore. Yeah. If that could go on in perpetuity, I would love it.
It has.
Where they're this close to figuring it out, and they just can't. God, it's delicious.
They are averaging 41 points per game at home this season, and they got the game against Seattle coming up tonight. By the way, 41 points per game at home this season, third most in NFL history, and the most since the Saints averaged just a tick better than that in 2011.
Woo! Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. This is the start of the day.
Start of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul?
This is an interesting concept. Struggling franchises you want to see win, and then once you don't want to see win. I think everybody would love to see the Lions win the Super Bowl. If you don't have a dog in the fight, they're rootable. For whatever reason, they're lovable, they're root-forable. The Cowboys...
Wait, is that a word?
No, not at all. Root-forable.
I like root-forable, though.
Root-forable. With a four, not an F-O-U-R.
Let's get started.
They're totally root-forable.
Yeah. Get the blue and the gray, root-forable.
If Aaron Rodgers was coming back with the Packers, would we have a different view of this?
No, a little, but... We've seen the Packers win before. I see what Seton's saying. The struggles of the Cowboys are more interesting than if they win. And I think right now the Cleveland Browns, if they didn't sign Deshaun Watson, we would root for them to finally win.
The best Super Bowl matchup prior to Deshaun Watson going to Cleveland would have been Cleveland versus Detroit for the Super Bowl.
Correct. It would have been like Cubs.
Somebody. Oh, God.
Cubs Indians back then. Okay. Someone had to win.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Always comes back to Chicago sports.
We don't root for Cleveland.
How did you do with the Walter Payton shoulder pads?
It is a situation. Do you want an update?
Yes.
So there's a website selling game used, I'm throwing air quotes out there, Walter Payton shoulder pads for $2,100. Mm-hmm. And they're still in that $2,500 range where I'm about to bid. I called Jarrett Payton, the son of Walter Payton, and he is looking into it. His initial reports are he's doubtful. He's doubtful, but he's not ready to declare it. He says from what he's told and his mom, he brought his mom into this, that Walter wore for the first 10 years of his career, one pair of shoulder pads. Okay. So these are definitely not from the first 10 years.
Okay.
Because those are at the Bears facility. All right. He looked into these shoulder pads and he does not, he's not sure that these were game used Payton shoulder pads because he's pretty sure the ones he used towards the end of his career, they have.
The weird part is they're Peyton Manning shoulder pads.
Right.
That's the problem.
The PEY.
Yeah.
But he is, he's not ready to poo-poo it, but he said to, they're looking into it.
Yes, Todd.
But as long as you get that certificate of uncertainty, it's fine. Just go ahead and show everybody. We're not sure. See, it says it right here.
It's right on the wall.
Yeah. That's what you get with this show. Certificate of uncertainty. We'll get phone calls coming up. And, you know, Paulie was all in. Wait, what would happen if you bought the Walter Payton shoulder pads and then found out that they weren't Walter Payton shoulder pads?
As long as my wife didn't find out they weren't Walter Payton shoulder pads, I would have been okay.
Well, there's people who buy art and it's not real art. It, you know, somebody has repainted.
They get duped?
Oh, yes. Like the art world is full of that.
There's really great documentaries on it, actually, too. They're all fascinating.
Yes, these forgers.
Like multi-million dollar purchases?
Oh, yes, yes. And these, you know, these art collectors are so prideful that they don't want to admit that they got duped, so they just, you know, keep the artwork. Don't want to tell anybody. Yeah, see.
Art thief / forgery is, while illegal and a terrible thing to do, one of the most underrated bad guy personas of all time. In terms of coolness.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, yeah. I'm like an art forger. And then you just disappear. Like, where are they? Oh, they're living off the coast of Portugal or something. Wow, this is awesome.
Yes, Todd.
I'm just fascinated by the stealing of art process. When you have one of these big murals on a wall and everything that goes into setting up the truck and getting people in there and alarms are going up, pulling it off the wall, getting it through. That's got to be quite a project, I would think.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you,
Todd. Yes, Paul.
Different than stealing a pair of earrings from the jeweler.
Yeah,
because like you're going to sell it and like, hey, yeah, look, I got the screen. Like, wasn't that stolen? I don't know. Was it? I don't know. But anyway, here's $100 million.
Yeah.
So if you stole a Monet from a high-end museum, let's say it's worth $5 million, $10 million, okay? Do you sell it to a art collector who wants...
black market.
And then the person who gets it...
It ends up in Russia.
And they display it at an oligarch's house?
Yeah, because who's going to go get it?
Right.
Like you put it in, you know, some place in China or Russia.
But does the person who finally buys it display it and tell all his friends, this is the real deal?
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm in some other country, come on in. Like, is that the most corrupt thing you did?
Yeah.
You know? Like, all right. What else did you do? All right. You killed a couple people. All right. So you stole a piece of art or bought a piece of stolen art. By the way, I've been practicing a pronunciation here. And everybody's going to have to do this. All right. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Once again, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
Yes. That is the free agent pitcher who's coming to the United States. And he is a three-time MVP in Japan. And
do they have any player comps?
They said that he could be sort of a Shohei Ohtani
pitching-wise. Really? Oh.
But he could be a Yu Darvish. Mm. He's not going to be a Hideki Matsui.
He's a former Oryx Buffalo.
Of course he is.
Japanese?
Yes. Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
It'd be awesome if they're like, he's sort of a Greg Maddux type.
Yeah.
Not overwhelming stuff, but the placement is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, that's kind of like, hey, Dirk Nowitzki, he's kind of like Larry Bird. Why?
No, it was Keith Van Horn.
Well, I'm just saying.
Keith Van Horn was Larry Bird.
Every white guy who could ever.
No, he's not.
He's like Larry Bird. Rex Chapman. He's like, no, not even close. What are you talking about?
Yes, Paul.
Correct. Larry Bird, Van Horn, Gugliotta, that's the lineage you want to go with. But if you're a foreign-born, then Dirk Nowitzki was compared to Detlef Schrempf.
Good.
Yes.
Sure. Let's trip.
It has to be German, as if German has anything to do with it.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
Can we go double Y or Y squared, just like we say Greek freak, instead of trying to pronounce the name? Just kind of shorten it up a little bit.
YY?
Yeah, YY, Y squared, double Y.
Yo-ya. Like Y-O and Y-A?
Okay, can roll with that.
Yo-ya. Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Nice.
Now batting. I'll wait till spring training. When he goes to the San Francisco Giants, and I'll ask to do the PA announcing there. Now batting. Number 25, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. 25 years of age and coming to the United States. I'm sure the Yankees will be. And the Dodgers. It's like the same teams. Just throw those out there. I think this is the year the San Francisco Giants finally get a big free agent. I think this is it. Missed out on Aaron Judge. Wisely backed out of Correa. Yes, Paul.
Was it the Red Sox, Daisuke Matsuzaka, a bunch of years ago?
Something like that.
Daisuke was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was one of those where they had to pay like a $50 million fee to get him.
Yeah. I think they have to do that with Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yes, Marv.
Was Hideo Nomo first?
Yeah.
With that first big-time acquisition from Japan?
He was a big deal.
Was.
Yeah, he was a big deal.
The gyro ball is coming, too. Oh, my God.
Yes, Todd.
Didn't Daisuke used to do those dirty nursery rhymes on the mound, if I recall correctly? Was that somebody else?
That's a whiff.
Come on. We're trying too hard today.
Hideo Nomo, his rookie year was 95 with the LA Dodgers. He was 13-6, won rookie of the year. He was top five for Cy Young. He had a really nice career.
Yeah. Hideki Matsui.
Era.
Remember, what was he called?
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the Japanese pitcher Hideki Arabu was good. And
the
then
big
it didn't
fat toad?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what his owner called him.
Oh.
George Steinbrenner called him a big fat toad. That was not his official nickname.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the actual translation.
Yes, Todd.
Didn't Matsui have some kind of adult film collection that he became more known for than his actual playing heroics?
It
was a storyline.
You're asking, and you know the story.
I'm quite sure he had
a storyline.
Yes, it was.
Porn collection.
He had a porn collection.
You have that in common, Todd.
Yes.
There you go. I've been trying to buy some stuff off him. He doesn't return my
Jeff
call.
In Tennessee joins us on the program. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was just wanting to ask my Raiders, are they going to be able to turn this this season around with the last few games? I like Antonio Pierce at the helm.
It's very random of you, Jeff. Aiden O'Connell is doing okay. I like that move that they make. I don't know if Antonio Pierce is going to be the guy. I mean, I guess he's going to get an opportunity. They got to pay a couple of coaches, so maybe you get somebody in that you don't have to pay a lot. They're 5-7 right now. But Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback, will join us coming up. I'm just curious, how many openings are we going to have? You could have 7 coaches, up to 10 coaches who might be fired. You would think there'd be a market for Jim Harbaugh. But see, when you turn over that team to Harbaugh, like that identity is the same thing he had when he was with San Francisco, when he was with Stanford, and with Michigan. And why wouldn't you want that? I mean, that's an identity. His teams have an identity. You know how they play. But I'm curious, is he more desirable now than he was last year, even with the baggage that he's had this year? I'm curious. So we'll talk to Albert Breer. He'll join us coming up. Tom at Nag's Head joining us. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, first time, long time, 5'8", 165. Thanks for taking my call, Dan. Question or / comment, this coming Saturday, the conference championship games, how cool would it be if Oregon, Alabama, Iowa, and Louisville all win? And if they do, what does the committee do and what 4 are going to get in then?
I have no idea. Like, I know we're trying to create all these scenarios here. Iowa seems like really, 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 really long odds to win that game. The fact that they're over-under point total is, I think, 1 point total. It's a half a point first half and a half a point second half. But I'm going to guess my over-under for Iowa would be 6.5. I'm going to go 6.5 for Iowa.
Yeah, that kind of matches.
Anybody going under Iowa against Michigan? 6.5. They may get an accidental touchdown.
That should be the name of the team.
Yeah. Or 3 field goals through the course of the game somehow, maybe. 2 long ones and a short one.
Yeah.
Being very specific.
All right, thank you, Todd. All right, let me take a break. Get to more phone calls coming up. Are we going with a different poll question now or two, or are we going to ride this one out, Seton?
I'm going to let this one ride for a little bit.
Let's ride. Still,
yeah.
Let's ride.
Focusing Nation.
Yeah.
Let's rock.
Hey, since the Broncos are doing well and they're in the hunt, where's Russell Wilson Jr. the 3rd?
I know. We've been asking. He doesn't want to jinx it by coming on new shows or something, but we've been trying.
Okay.
He used to come on all the time.
Yeah.
Now he's a big shot 5-game win streak.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Used to be our friend. What happened?
Disappointed.
Yeah. I'm not going to take it personally. Maybe see if his wife will join us. See if Sierra can join us.
That would be a good guest.
Yeah.
In studio, preferably.
Take a break. Albert Breer will look at the NFL season coming up in the coaching carousel after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, 3 guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards. The guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I'm excited to see Tiger Woods tee it up again. And it's the All-Star Field playing in the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. That starts later today, I should say, at 1:30 Eastern, Golf Channel and Peacock. There's a push here on social media, Seton, that we need to have a certificate of uncertainty T-shirt.
Okay.
We could put that in production.
Yeah.
Of course, our big seller has been Krappensburg State. Everybody should have one, a hoodie or a shirt or a bumper sticker or coffee mug. I got my Krappensburg State coffee mug here, and these are all available at danpatrick.com. Zach in South Carolina before we get to Albert Breer. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. 510-205. In honor of Tiger teeing it up again, I had some nuggets to share on the Krappensburg State men's golf team.
Oh, okay.
First of all, they're known for consistently flushing their irons. Okay. Their home course design is inspired by Turtle Bay Golf Club in Hawaii. Okay. A unique feature of their home course is the grass is browned out year-round. Due to this, there's a local rule where you're allowed to take a drop anywhere on the course. And finally, the women's team is constantly complaining about the men's team leaving the flag stick out after they use it.
Okay. All right.
Subtle.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
All right, Zach.
That one's good.
Well done, lad.
Yeah.
We might need a Krappensburg State golf.
Golf shirt. Yeah. We leave the stick in. Albert Breer. Somehow we make a smooth segue to Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. Albert, thanks for joining us. We've been noodling this around the first 90 minutes of the show. If I had a survey, anonymous survey with members of the media, if they're rooting for Aaron Rodgers to come back or not, how do you think that survey would play out?
I would hope most of us would want to see him come back just because the storyline's an awesome one. You know, the idea that somebody can come back this fast is, I mean, in a vacuum, a good story. But on top of that, what could that mean for athletes going forward? You know, if they found something here that got a quarterback back into an NFL game, you know, whatever it is, like a little over 3 months after he tore his Achilles, which, I mean, whatever, 10, 15 years ago was like a death sentence for a football player. That's awesome, you know, and it's especially awesome for like the bigger guys too. Like, you know, the bigger guys are always the ones that have such a hard time coming back from this. And so I think on a number of different levels, it'd be a good story if he was able to do this. I can't imagine anybody would not want to follow, Aaron Rodgers desperately trying to get the Jets back in the playoff picture in a weakened AFC too. Like the AFC is not what we thought it was, which can be part of this as well.
Well, I think you have an altruistic, I mean, you have the positive spin on this. It feels like there's members of the media that are either for Rodgers or against, that they're for him or against him.
I don't know. I mean, that's not our job.
I agree. I understand that. But it feels like people are picking sides with this or, Rodgers, did he really have a torn Achilles?
Does this come back to like the fact that he's on McAfee every week and some of the controversial stuff he says? I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, like my dealings with Aaron have been, you know, pretty positive over the years. I know you've had some too. And, I know that there is that part of it, right? Like the guy likes attention and, it's got to be an interesting thing for Robert Saleh to, you know, get a State of the Union speech every Friday by tuning into McAfee, right? Like, so there's that part of it where I can understand where people would be, you know, a little annoyed or a little worn out by all of it. Would you really rather watch Tim Boyle play football than Aaron Rodgers? You know what I mean? Like, it's the same as, like, would you rather watch Jake Browning play than Joe Burrow? Would you rather watch Dorian Thompson-Robinson play?
But those Deshaun are all Watson? Different scenarios. That
They are, but it's like, in the end, isn't, like, that what this is about?
Well, nobody's rooting for Deshaun Watson to come back. Like, people have rooted against Deshaun Watson or covered him in a slanted way.
I think that that's, like, a little... That's different, though. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what you think of what he did, if you're convinced that he did what he's accused of doing, then, yeah, I absolutely can understand why somebody might root against him, you know? Like, with Aaron Rodgers, it feels more like they just don't like his personality, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, it feels, like, different than Deshaun Watson.
Is Mac Jones done in New England?
I think it depends on who the coach is next year. But I think for this year, there's a good chance he is. I think Bailey Zappi goes out and plays well on Sunday and runs the offense and is able to be a distributor out there. He doesn't need to be a world beater, but just gives him a chance and doesn't turn the ball over. My guess would be that, you know, that Mac Jones could be shut down for the rest of the year. And if I'm the Patriots, by the way, like if I'm not starting him on Sunday, I'm not dressing him because I've seen too many teams make this mistake where it's like, okay, we want to give the kid a reset. We think the wiring's messed up. But we're going to make him the backup. So then the minute like the starting quarterback gets hurt, that whole plan goes up in smoke. It happened with the Jets, right? Like the Jets, the plan was for Zach Wilson to get a real career reset and be able to sit and watch. And like if the Jets were really committed to doing that, they would have made him the third stringer, not the second stringer. Because the minute the starter gets hurt, the second stringer is going in, right? So I think with Mac, and the wiring is definitely off. Like, and he is dealing now with, I think, some of the things that Zach Wilson dealt with where it's a little bit like you can't get right. Like, that's what the yips is, right? Like, you just can't get right. And I think it's for a variety of different reasons. And I think the right thing for him right now would be to sit down. Whether or not he's done long-term in New England, I think depends on who's coaching the team and who's making the decisions in 2024. And we still don't know who that is.
Okay, if it's Bill Belichick.
I think Mac would be gone. That'd be my guess.
All right. Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback, joining us. Your take on the last couple of days with the Carolina Panthers?
I think it's an owner getting his sea legs. It's interesting because like I had a question in my mailbag this week. It's up on the site, that asked me if he's like the next Snyder. And I think people ignore like how often owners stumble around at the beginning, and like it takes a while for them to figure it out. And I think that's become the default thing. Like when an owner comes in and messes things up in the beginning, it's like, oh, well, he's Dan Snyder. Well, I think what often happens is these guys come in and they're so successful in whatever business they're coming from, and they've always been the smartest guy in the room. And then they come into this environment and they think, okay, well, I'll just be able to push all the same buttons I pushed as a real estate tycoon or as a hedge fund manager, and it's going to work. And football doesn't work that way, you know? And so sometimes these guys have to fall on their face a little and get bloodied a little. And I think that's what Tepper's kind of going through right now. And, you know, I think that you can look at the lesson in San Francisco, where, you know, Jed York clashed with Jim Harbaugh and then went through basically like 2 1-year restarts with Jim Tomsula and Chip Kelly. And that place was seen as toxic, like one of the worst organizations in the league. And he had to like basically can control and long contracts to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and say, I trust you guys, go fix it. Yeah. And I think that's sort of where Tepper is right now, you know, is that he's wanted to be involved, but he's not there. He's not in the office every day. He has sort of taken ideas from other organizations and tried to apply them with people that he's bringing in. As a result, Frank Reich hired a coaching staff that maybe he wasn't all that familiar with. They tried to put together an all-star team. That's always a tough thing to make work in football. And, you know, I think that there hasn't been a cogent, like, organizational philosophy there.
But could you see Belichick wanting to work for that owner?
If he gives him control, maybe.
Yeah, but that's the thing. This guy feels like he wants to, you know, there's a couple. You got Jerry
Jones. Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't know because, like, it's, you know what, that's it, Dan, is, like, a lot of these guys, like, they don't buy the team to sit on the sideline. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So how do you strike that balance where it's, like, you know, I think that's the other thing is when these guys first buy these teams, they're gung-ho. They want to be involved in everything. Well, I mean, if David Tepper's not there every day, but he's basically operating when he's in the building as if he's there every day, that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're in there, like, so he'd come in on Friday for home games and leave Tuesday. What's the most important part of the week for a football team? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? And Tuesday for game plan for coaches. So he's missing all of that. But he's operating as if he's the boss and he's there day to day. You know, like, that's the thing is, like, how do you strike the balance between wanting to be involved and wanting to gather information and wanting to be a resource and wanting to use all the business principles that you have, but also, like, understanding, like, I have to delegate some of this. And there's a lot of stuff that I don't know. And there's stuff that I shouldn't really involve myself in. And there are some decisions that I need to farm out to other people. Like, to me, like, the assembly of the all-star staff was, like, a big part of it. Like, he saw what the Giants did with Brian Daboll, right? Where Daboll brought in some guys he didn't know to coach for him. Well, Daboll went through this, like, huge process where he had, like, basically the coaches who were already on staff group interviewing people who were potentially going to come in and work for them. And then he saw what the Niners did, right? Like, where the Niners had all of these guys go through, and D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel and Martin Mayhew and Rand Carthon, where they were getting draft picks for the scouts and coaches that had come through their system, like, you know, via the incentive structure the NFL set up for minority hiring. Well, you know, that's great, you know, but, like, is your goal to hire a good coach, or is your goal to get a draft pick on the other end of it, right? I mean, I think that there were all these ideas that David Tepper had that weren't bad ideas, but he was just, like, applying them all at once. And I think as a result, you wound up with this coaching staff that really didn't have a big learning curve as far as figuring out how to work together. And then you get in the season, and the offense looks like a mess, and the defense doesn't match the offense, and now you're not giving the group time to grow together, and, like, what are you, you know? So I think that that's going to be, like, the big thing coming out of this is, like, what is the Panthers' organizational philosophy? If, like, in a straight line, like, how would you describe what they are? Because up until this point, it feels like they've been a mishmash of ideas, and that's on the owner for not empowering people to set what the organizational structure, philosophy, culture, all that stuff's going to be.
Jim Harbaugh more attractive to NFL teams this year or last year?
I think he would be this year. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think, like, I don't understand why there hasn't been more interest in him. Like, he hasn't gotten an offer the last couple of years, you know? Like, and I don't understand why, like, I look, like, I understand things didn't end well in San Francisco, right? Like, but, I mean, if you look, like, so he has built a culture everywhere he went, right? He built a culture everywhere he went that looks exactly the same. Stanford looks the same as the Niners, looks the same as Michigan, right? And he has a certain type of player that is in every one of those that was in every one of those organizations, right? The two college teams and the pro team. And like, you put the whole thing together and it's like, this guy's Bill Parcells. Like, he comes in, he shakes it up. He knows what he wants to look like. It looks the same everywhere he goes. They have the same philosophy and culture and the same types of people everywhere he goes. I don't understand why somebody wouldn't want to buy into that, right? Like, why somebody wouldn't want that. Now, maybe it's not a 10-year answer. Maybe it's a 4 or 5-year answer. But I mean, look, like, I think, like, if you look at, like, Michigan, right? Like, his team was 6-0 without him on the sideline. And that says something about what he put in place there, right? And I think, like, I mean, honestly, Saturday freaking hurt for me, you know. But like, what I saw was a staff without its head coach coaching like it was an NFL game, right? Like, that was the difference. They won on the margins. They weren't more talented. We'll see that in 5 years. The Ohio State roster had way more NFL, like way more like high end NFL players on it. What it was, they own the situations, they own the margins, they won on the margins, they played to win that specific game, and so, you know, like, they were great on fourth down, they were great on special teams, they won the game with a long field goal. Ohio State missed a long field goal. Ohio State had short punts, they had long punts. They had the trick plays when they needed. They went for it on fourth down. They had the 4-minute drive at the end of the game, and like, all of that is part. My point is that all of that is part of what Jim Harbaugh's built, and I can't understand for the life of me why an NFL team would look at that and want that. Were things hard at the end in San Francisco? Yeah, they were. Like, they weren't, there was not a great environment in that building. But even when it was really bad, what were they, 9-7 that last year?
I think so.
Isn't that right? I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe I'm the one who's crazy, you know, but.
No, Harbaugh's crazy.
Harbaugh's crazy. But so are a lot of these guys.
Crazy, I mean, successful.
But you've dealt with enough of them. How many of them are like you sort of have to have a screw loose, right?
Nobody's. I don't want normal. I mean, he's different. That's what you buy into.
Is Bill Belichick a normal, well-adjusted human being?
Albert, no, I'm not.
I mean, it's not like it's just. Yeah, so I think, like, to me, like, I think, like, he is, I felt this way forever. Like, I think he's Parcells, right? Like, he runs hot, he comes in, he'll shake up, like, he'll come in and he'll shake up whatever place he's walking into. He'll change it in short order. Like, he may wind up burning people out. And, like, if you're looking for a guy to be your coach for the next 15 years, probably not it, right? But, like, I don't know, like, the way that he's changed these places and, like, the trademark he's put on it, like, how it just looks a certain way. You know what I mean? It's identifiable. There's no scattershot, oh, we're going to try this or try. No. It looks like, you know what that looks like. It's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive.
And
I say that, and it hurts me to say that.
Yes, and you being an Ohio State guy, maybe you're happy to get him out of Michigan. Great to talk to you, as always. Thank you. Thank you, Albert.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Yeah, the Harbaugh thing is interesting. If you're going to have this many openings, and I know the Raiders and Harbaugh flirted with each other years ago, would Carolina's owner turn it over to Jim Harbaugh? Would Carolina's owner turn it over to Bill Belichick? I'm just trying to think of landing spots. You know, Atlanta's leading the division. I don't think there's a guarantee Arthur Smith is going to come back with the Falcons. It just feels like there could be 7 to 10 openings next season. Yeah, Paulie?
If you see Harbaugh and he's angling to get in the NFL, do you think he could look at a place like Buffalo with a good roster and a very good quarterback, but maybe an opening that's unexpected? in a town that would embrace a guy like him, a guy who would embrace a town like that. Like, it's almost like a college football program, Buffalo.
Yeah, I could get that small market feel to that. But it just seems like he wants to go back. And I think he thought he was going to get the Vikings job before Kevin O'Connell got that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Dylan from the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast has a four-leg parlay, same-game parlay, Iowa and Michigan. He'll tell you about that back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Transfer portal is open for business. I like how these coaches just openly talk about what it costs to get a quarterback now. It's supposed to be your name, image, and likeness, and it's not a recruiting tool. Here's Matt Rhule, the Nebraska head coach, on what it costs to get a good quarterback.
Making a mistake that a good quarterback in the portal costs, you know, $1 million to $1.5 million to $2 million right now. So just on the same page, right? So let's make sure we all understand what's happening. You know, there's some teams that have $6 or $7 million players playing for them. So we just kind of believe in doing things like the old school way, the hard way, building. But that doesn't mean we won't look at people in the portal. We did it last year, right? It just means they have to be clearly an impact player for us if they're like a one-year player. Or they have to be someone that has multiple years to get in our program and develop.
I would like for Matt Rhule to tell me who are these players who are getting $5 million, $6 million, $7 million. I'd just be curious about that. But Dion's saying that they're not open for business. They're not an ATM. You're not going to. Now, I thought that might be a message to the Colorado Collective to say, hey, we're not going to be an ATM unless we can be an ATM and you guys can help me with some recruits here. But you don't have oil money there. And plus, Colorado football has been dormant for a long time, so it's not like you had, you know, the pool of resources to dip into. They don't. You know, you're trying to get into spending time like everybody else is. And if you're going to get a quarterback, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the portal. And also, if I'm a quarterback, and if you look at what Jaden Daniels did at Arizona State, really good quarterback there, and he could have stayed. But he got a great offer from LSU. And thought, you know what? I can get paid, maybe get paid again, and I could get paid a lot of money to go to LSU, and he's going to win the Heisman. Bo Nix at Auburn didn't work out. You go to Oregon, now you're going to be a first-round draft pick. So a lot of these quarter, Caleb Williams transferred. You know, he was in the portal as well. You're seeing that's the norm now. I think a quarterback who stays at a college for 4 years, it's, you know, that is going to be abnormal. I think that'll be the anomaly. It feels like these quarterbacks will go, hey, I'll come here for 2 years, and then I'll cash in, and I'll go someplace. Maybe I'll go someplace after that. I think having a starting quarterback who's 24, 25 is not unheard of. Now, that was the COVID year that helped these quarterbacks. Dylan is part of the gambling podcast. Fritzy, if you'll go get Dylan, he does our graphics here, but he's also a degenerate gambler, and he has a four-leg parlay. We'll call that a dog, and a four-leg parlay on Iowa and Michigan, and he comes in equipped with a snow cone as well. Oh, all right. Well, yes, Paulie.
If you win a lot, are you a degenerate gambler? Because you're not a degenerate gambler. You're generating funds.
Yeah, but you can be a degenerate because your life is all about gambling.
Oh, so you could win and be a degenerate.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Speaking of which, Dylan joins us now.
Hi, Dan.
Okay.
This is a degenerate, by the way. Having lost the physical, mental, or moral qualities considered normal and desirable.
All right, let's look at Dylan.
That's spot on.
Yeah. Showing evidence of decline.
I got my snow cone.
No, you're good.
Which actually, there's a reason I brought this out. You can't put it anywhere. Because it doesn't stand up. So you're kind of glued to it until the duration of the snow cone.
So we need to come up with a snow cone stand now. I gave you the snow cone. I gave you the popcorn machine. I gave you the hot dog maker.
And well, now here's when we start inventing things based on all of that.
I like that.
The snow cone stand.
You know what? Weeks, our camera guy, is MacGyver. He should probably come up with a snow cone holder here.
I concur.
Okay. All right. You have the parlay. By the way, Dylan is killing it in the on the gambling podcast. You're dominating Shea and Irving and Bad Larry.
Stiff competition.
The next episode will be coming up this afternoon at danpatrick.com. All right. Give the audience a sample of what's in store.
All right, Dan. Well, we've talked a lot about the Iowa-Michigan game and the shockingly low point total for Iowa, the game itself. So I got cooked up a little same game parlay for that game. I go in under the total at 35 for the game. Mm-hmm. Iowa team total alternate under 7.5. So I get a little touchdown and a hook cushion on the very rare chance that they score. I'm going Michigan team total under 27.5. Because while they should beat the brakes off Iowa, Iowa's good enough to like bleed them out for four quarters.
So this is a four-leg same-game parlay.
Yep. And then I'm going to take the spread with Iowa plus 22.5. I think that dropped a point, actually, from when it when it opened.
Okay.
And, Iowa's the most exciting team in college football, and I stand by that.
How many units have you won on Iowa football this year?
I've been betting 3 units on them every week on the under, and it's 10-2, so...
Do the math.
The bulk of my units this season have come from that.
More from Dylan, Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, coming up a little bit later on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. Thank you, Dylan. Final hour on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.